Blog Talk Radio.
Your life, mine.
sleeping all day. She's been rolling 50, okay. About to lose it. The body's on fire. Ooh, love me long till you get tired. Ooh, baby, you got what I... Taste it all, like when you turn your ring off and turn me on and take it off. Why you gotta give me faces though? You like you took your braces off. Have you on your? It won't take me long. And this is a. I no more go about it and need it. I reset, no, what do you mean, bitch? I brought the pen like I got penis. Hey, hey, I got
bodies on fire. Ooh, love me long till you get tired. Ooh, baby, you got what I...
Worser,
sir, bro.
Worship, yes.
She wants to know if worship is a word.
Yeah, worship is a word.
We'll wait for you. Is worship a word?
Doesn't sound right.
I'm sorry. I'm using one hand and it's stuck in a potato chip bag. Oh. I'm sorry. I tried to be slick while I was on the air. The other hand is on my phone. As soon as I finish the potato chip, I'm going to get back to the show.
Is it good?
Shout out to him. He is nice and salty. It's a hers. Hers potato chip. Pretty salty.
Okay. Yeah.
Pretty nice. Once again, you guys, you're at the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. Well, you'll hear some hip-hop, R&B, some jazz, some, I said hip-hop, R&B already, but mostly neo-soul, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Pretty soon, later on, we're going to make sure that we get to picking up our pins on this occasion. The last time it was La Perla Negra's fault that we couldn't get it in there. We're going to... I had many talks with her and straightened her out about that issue. And
Must you?
Yeah, well, you know how it is. You know, I try to. I didn't want to put the station manager on her because he's kind of rough. He's kind of really hard around here on the people. I don't want no revolt to go down.
That's what I'm hearing, man. You might have to have a talk with that. I've been hearing that lately.
Well, obviously, it must be some truth in it because he sure is coming after me.
Yeah, they say he's a whip cracker. They say he is definitely a whip cracker. Yeah. Well, you know what? That's a funny word when you put them both together.
Whip cracker?
Yeah, whip with cracker. Yeah, I think y'all understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a word.
If you ask the question, who was the most who had the whip in their hands most of the time? I need an answer from one of you. The one with the first answer come out. I got a gift for you.
Who had the whip in their hands?
Mm-hmm.
I used to own a whip.
Cracker.
Danielle.
Yeah.
Let me just give the answer. You guys, I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all seem like y'all on up to speed tonight. The person that held the whip was that cracker.
With the cracker? I said that.
Okay.
I said that.
Come on, y'all. You got the soul cafe.
Y'all at
the soul cafe. Y'all, I've been too easy on y'all. Y'all been away from the game too long. Y'all would have normally had that. I know Joe the Verbal Mind, who is in the building, is shaking his head right now. I know he is. So listen, I want to take the time out right now at this time, y'all, to honor and send some love out to our brother that ascended up into the heavens, you know. Who's up there with the Father being taken care of?
Oh, yeah.
Brother Randy, you know, a.k.a. King's Cadence, man. We love you.
Love you, bro.
Left a legacy, man. Loved by everyone. That brother could spit, man. I loved his cadence. I loved everything about him. Outside of poetry, inside of poetry, you know, he was a good thorough brother. So if we can take a minute in his behalf of silence. Thank you. They had a program last night, Mr. Poetic and Brother Divine, Paul Sampson, you know, at the Inspiration Factory. They had church yesterday, y'all. They had church yesterday.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Love was definitely on display at the Inspiration Factory with paid homage to our brother. Beautiful, beautiful gathering of souls, beautiful poetry. And everybody gave their testimonies of remembrance and things of that nature. beautiful. So shout out to Paul Sampson for putting that together alongside Poetic Meadows. Beautiful, beautiful program, brother.
To God be the glory.
But Kim, man, at this time, I offer my brother and my sister a chance to, put some words out there in the atmosphere, starting with Mr. Poetic.
You know,
concerning anything.
You said concerning anything?
Concerning anything.
Well, I'd just like to say that it was an honor to share the mic with a brother, to scribe with a brother, and to have him produce my first track. He's truly going to be missed, but we're here to keep him alive and honor him. La Perla Negra.
Oh, most definitely. He was such a beautiful soul. And he never had a cool word to say about anything, about anybody. He stayed positive. He was very encouraging. And it was an honor to have known him and just to have a basic conversation with him. Yeah. And, he was going to be missed dearly.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will. So on this night, y'all, as we get down up in the air, I keep using the word get down. I don't know where that's coming from. But as we do our thing, you know what I'm saying, let's pay tribute to that brother. You know, let's just show him that we still, continue to carry our pins. He wouldn't want that. You know, he was real big on creativity. He was big into his poetry, studying it and creating it. He was very, very, very talented, making videos, pictures, doing it. Anything he touched, was very creative. And we deal with creativity over here. We love creating amongst each other, sharing each other's creative process and how we write and how we get down. So that's what we're going to do on this night. Shout out to my brother, Sir Lawrence. Baby, I see you over here. We're going to keep things lighthearted, y'all. We're going to be what we normally are over here, and still hold on to that love, okay? He would want us to have a good time up in here, and that's what we're going to do. You know what I'm saying? Can you agree, Miss Perla Negra?
Agreed.
All right. Sister Pearl, as my brother Poetic calls her, Pearly, yeah, Pearly, Sister Pearly, all together now, Sister Pearly, I like that, I like the way you say it. Sister Pearly, did you happen to script something particularly for this program?
I think last week you and Poetic
didn't get a chance to spit your pieces. It was a large amount of hope up in here, and you guys sacrificed yourselves in order to let them spit. So at this time, we'll give you guys a chance to unleash those pieces. You know what I'm saying?
I can't find the piece that I wrote last week. I wrote something down about 6:30 this evening.
Okay, you wrote something at 6:30 this weekend. Okay, we're not going to deduct anything from you this week. Brand told me to take it easy on you because you'd be getting upset and showing signs of anger.
I got some anger for y'all.
I can tell in your voice. Umbrella.
I am passionate. I am not angry. There's a difference.
Okay. Okay then. All right. So did you find the piece that you want to perform?
I'm going to go with what I wrote earlier today.
Okay.
Fun title, but I'm going to read it.
Me and Poetic, we will scrutinize your piece upside down and left and right when you're done. All right?
Jeez, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's what we do here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. This is untitled. I used to beg to be in his company, constantly trying to chase down what I thought was love, always putting myself out there, accepting rejection, because being pushed away and told maybe later or no was at least some form of attention. Remaining open to being hurt by not knowing my worth. I'm no longer afraid of the dark now, and I no longer give chances to be made an option. I put myself first, and when I open the cage around my heart, I love fearlessly because now I love me. I've gone deaf to, I'm sorry, baby, after you've used up all my goodness. And then they always come with, oh, girl, after all this time, bullshit. Because I took back my energy and my light. But when you had my time, you didn't want it. Always treating me like Fisher Price was my trademark. Trading in my heart for the superficial snap together. Rejection is no longer a choice or an option, and neither am I. I like my own company now. And that's that piece.
Oh, my. Oh, my. Okay. I tell you this much, from the door, I wanted more. I wasn't expecting it to end so abruptly, but I can dig the piece. And there's not much to scrutinize. It was a dope piece. It was a lovely piece. It was a matter-of-fact piece. You know what I'm saying? When you said you took back your energy and your light, what more needs to be said? It rejection and all those type of things like that. We're in control of our direction, the direction that we plan on going into. No longer will we allow that power to be held in the hands of someone else. You know what I'm saying? It reminds me of a post that I saw on Facebook today, and I dug it so deeply and dearly. And if I can, they just spoke out. They had a list of things of what they will no longer tolerate, what they will no longer allow other people to do to them, and all those kind of things. And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. You know, that was deep, and that reminds me just of it. Poetic.
Yes, sir. I too was wanting and yearning a little bit more, but I dug the way that she had a conversation with herself in that piece. You know, it was beautifully written, and I loved it. Naya, look at you. But I need a little bit more. Just make it a little longer next time. You know, just a little bit.
Boy. All right, y'all. Thank you very much. I'll work on it.
Yes.
See how they do me, y'all? Every week.
We said good things. We said nice things. Penny's not here to protect you. You know, be careful.
Right.
One thing I wanted to say is I'm going to stop Poetic from deducting any points from you for bringing an unnamed piece.
Thank you.
Yes. No point deducting for the unnamed piece. It's okay.
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to move along, and we're going to pass the mic to our brother, Poetic.
Thank you, good brother. This piece is called... thank you, bro. This piece is called Hoop Dreams. She looked at me like I was cute, and I looked at her like she was my Sydney, too. trying to hide my busted emotions while she making her curfew devotions. We share a common bond. That one thing between us, physical heat that lasts so long. I mean, between the two of us, there's no mistake of how scrupulous our new young feelings are. Putting all our feelings into an orange ball filled with air that would give us both a scar. Not just the one on her cheek, but someplace internally deep. We didn't know that a night of passion and firsts were creating this obsessive action, needing a referee to keep balance between pain and hurt. So I've fallen down in a pile of dirt just for you to notice me. And I see those juicy fruit lips calling me, outlined, contoured, and shiny, posing just right, grabbing my attention. Why? Why do I have to go to practice? So I can be the best baller with a jump shot, sharper than a cactus. And you are a total distraction, taking my mind from the game and action. But my love was taking a fall. The air came out of my basketball. My Jordans then fell apart. The water in my jug was now drops while my heart couldn't take any more offense. It was time to play defense. The coaches wanted to put in a sub. I can't watch my heart from the bench club. But I'm like, don't take me out, coach. Let me approach. Approach things a little different. Because she's what I wanted, and yet I'm watching my life play out like a black love movie. And here I am on the couch, soaking my feet, listening to this woman's work, and me no longer in the starting lineup. Yeah, my high tops are hung up. Loving basketball, and that's that piece.
Yo, bro, that was very, very clever. I like that. I like that. I like the basketball terminology all in and out of that piece.
your high tops. What'd you say about your high tops?
I said my high tops are hung up.
Yeah. I liked it when you spoke about needing a referee. You know, look, just imagine having a referee in the middle of an argument. Between and who met, you know me, in life would be a beautiful thing. My heart couldn't take no more offense. That was dope right there. That was dope, bro.
Thank you, bro.
When did you scribe this piece?
About an hour ago.
Mm-hmm. That's when the fluid goes. We all work under adrenaline, it seems. You know what I'm saying? Well, that was dope, man. That was very creative, and I loved it. I loved it.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
La Perla Negra. No problem, brother.
That was
La Perla Negra.
Real creative. That was my mic open. That was real creative. I like that reference to the movie Love and Basketball. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
That was all right. back to what you were saying for real about a referee, I bet not.
Yes.
Catch nobody saying nothing if I'm having an argument. It better not be no third party trying to intervene in my shit. Don't say a word. Let me finish what I got to say. Let them finish what they got to say. Don't get in between. It's not going to be pretty. I'm trying to tell you. Because if I got to direct my attention and my anger or whatever it is I'm going through, at the other
anger.
Person.
I see. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that will be anger. Yes, that will be anger. Don't intervene. I don't like that.
What if you're in the wrong? Wouldn't it be nice to have somebody stop it right there?
In the wrong, go ahead.
To the credit, it was a referee to balance pain and hurt. Not necessarily the two people, but to balance pain and hurt.
I get that,
right,
but I was referring back to what For Real was saying.
I got
as far
you.
As
yeah.
an argument. Don't intervene in my
unless you invited him. Unless you invited him, right? Unless you
I'm not inviting. I wouldn't care if I told 100 people to come over here. If I'm getting my point across to whoever, nobody better not say near air words. Trust me, they don't want it.
Yeah, I'm sensing hostility. I'm sensing hostility.
I am not hostile. You know what?
I just said I'm sensing hostility. A lot of arguments can get way far out of hand. And personally, myself, I could use somebody that's staying on the side. That's not for just me, but for both parties in the name of love and that other stuff that Van mentioned. For somebody to say, wait a minute, hold on. This and that, and that, and it's not taking sides or nothing, but in the name of right and wrong, love and peace. That's it. That's what I mean. I ain't mean nothing, crazy or out of the way. Just somebody there to just say, yo, let's think about this. Let's, you know what I mean? That's what I'm talking about.
I can deal with a spot of sensibility. I can deal with that when it comes down to No, it isn't.
I think everybody would agree. When you come in here, tell us what you think about Danielle's take on that, and would you date her from this point on?
Really?
All right.
Now, really, you're going to target me for real? He ain't funny, poetic.
All right. Okay, I take it back. But you guys can tell me anyway. But I took it back. I call forthwith. Mm-hmm. All right. So we're going to...
What about you, bro? What about your piece, man? We got to hear from you, man.
Always trying to escape.
Always trying to get out of it.
Y'all told me that I didn't have to have a piece.
No.
All
right. Lies.
All right, let me chew down. Let me chew down the rest of this potato right here. Okay. I just need somebody to say the mic is yours. I can't spit in a piece, it seems like, without somebody saying the mic is yours.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. Every day won't come always, see. On the news they say, wash your hands and that everything will be okay. Well, I've washed my hands, cleansed real good. Wash away, wash away. Wiped away my past infected by yesterday's love sickness. Love was the illness. Love is also the disinfectant that cleanses it. Yo, I've sprayed Lysol down the halls of my heart's walls. Tears lead the way. Surgeon scrub right before surgery. See, Cupid has wounded me. Where I'm cut, I now bleed. See, there's this open incision and I can't afford to let Corona in. I've been thinking about faraway places, but with this freaking epidemic spreading, I'm barricaded. We are banded from traveling. When the cure to what ails me sits far away from me, waits for me in faraway places, but there'll never be. There'll be no flights for me, no crews for us, only unoccupied seats grounding us. No traveling. My cure weaves passionately to me through Instagram gramming me, Facebook Messenger inboxes me, FaceTime me. I was sick. I tell you, I was sick. Found my fix. Now I sit frozen in place like a friggin' mannequin. Smack in the middle of this apocalypse. This effed up pandemic. Taller people won't fix this shit. I got plenty, but why does life keep shitting on me? Now I'm running out of Purell. Hands washed, though. Yet I'm unable to touch her. Feel her touch, yo. Life has placed the mask between us. Just my friggin' luck. Oh, well, sneeze. What the fuck? Every day won't come always. But I thank God for the sun. I thank God for the disinfectant of his son's rays. All are called, but a few are chosen. For many, though, every day won't come. Tomorrow, yo, that's for real.
Yes, sir, bro. I love that, man.
Thank you kindly.
You decided to go in on us tonight, huh?
Well, you know, that's what came up when y'all told me, you know, forced me into doing a piece. That's the first thing came up, so I went with it. You got to be ready. You
got to
be ready.
Got to be ready. La Perla Negra.
Yeah, absolutely right. That was a beautiful piece.
Thank you.
It's got to be. Especially all, everything that's going on. Yes, not one lot hole. I love that piece.
Thank you, Miss Perla. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. So what we're going to do at this time, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to need you guys that called in to press 1 if you're ready to spill your guts. If you're ready to go in, I'm going to need y'all to press 1 and we get you up in here right after this.
Hey, we only drank a GTV with a little stomach, you get what I'm saying?
So much water on me,
what? Jacquees Sancho. So many chains on me, dollar sign.
I know you want to ride, it's just you and me. So what I want to dive like I'm in the sea. We live in comfortably. She get addicted to the palm trees. I'ma keep it honestly. Pull up in the horn to beep. She can sting like a bumblebee, but she'd rather be under me. We go to Barbados, we make a tornado, she fucking up all the sheets. I asked her she smoking, she told me no, I'm smoking up all the weed. The first day I hit her, she tell all her friends, and now they on to me.
Say what it is, what you wanna know. These hoes falling out like dominoes. I got diamonds in my piece. Yeah, I got diamonds in my piece. Couple bands from another show. Threw it on her, now she wants some more. They still be looking out for queens. They still be looking out for queens. Broke niggas miss the old me. Yellow shotty couldn't hold me. I been fucked on a homie. Think it might be the Rollie.
Remixed on a bitch. Quavo sang it to the bitch. Dollar sang it to the bitch. I'm Jacquees, I'm tryna
hit. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna love. Hey girl, you know the deal. You gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you wanna be. In my peace of mind, I'm grinding slowly. I know you wanna love, but I just wanna fuck. Hey girl, you know the deal. I gotta keep it real. I know you wanna see. I know you wanna be.
I don't know what the hell's going on. Danielle, what are you doing in the studio? What are you doing? What's the step of
time? Robo Negro. Termin Negro. SpongeBob Negro.
Yo, what's going on?
Incog Negro.
Y'all better stop playing with the buttons in here.
Ain't nobody in there but you, bro. I'm not in there.
No, Danielle's in there. Pearly neck,
I'm not
see,
doing
I can see
anything.
Her.
My hands are, I'm fanning myself in it. I'm not touching nothing but my foot. I'm fanning myself in it.
She's still upset, man. She's still upset, so she's trying to throw me off. She's upset. Okay, don't forget, guys, when you come up in here, tell me, would you still date the woman? Okay? All right, we're going to keep going.
Oh, come on.
We're gonna keep going.
Really, you
all right. Do I still sound like SpongeBob?
No, you sound great. You sound great. You're not
Thank
underwater.
You, okay, I know you came up with the SpongeBob thing though, because that's beyond beyond the realm of a fella nigga to say something like that.
Yeah, I didn't come up with any.
I know you didn't, but it's okay. We're all brothers and sisters here, and the way we express love can be debated, but it's accepted. I accept the love that you guys give. And I also fuck you and feed you beans. I feed you beans tonight. All right, we're going to keep things rolling. We're going to open up the mic to one of our oldest brothers here in the poetry community. Yes, he's old, but he's still kicking. Goes by the name of Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. What it do, Joe?
Hey, good evening. Good evening. For real, how you feeling, brother? Poetic.
Hey, man, I'm feeling good.
What's good, Joe Verbal?
La Perla Negra, how you doing, Queen?
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
Good, 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 good. Good day. Good day today.
Hey, good to hear your voice on this night, my brother, man. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
Good, brother. I'm good, man. Trying to maintain my sanity as usual.
I can dig it. I can dig it, man. Hey, I'm sorry for the robotics. You know, they was messing with me up in here. They put the robotic sound, the voice thing changer up on me and everything. They be playing around too much, Joe. Maybe you need to talk to your people.
Yeah, that was kind of rude, man. You know, that was definitely kind of rude. I don't know why they did you like that, man.
You know how they do. They breathe real deep while I'm sitting and all that kind of stuff. They do the dishes. They be opening up drawers and stuff and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but it's okay. It's love. It's love. You see the way I say love? Love. Real sappiness. Full of luster and happiness. Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, as a woman's laughing, you know, even behind the glass. The discussion was about having a referee in the middle of an argument and if it's preferred or not. Some might feel like La Perla Negra, when she was like, I don't want nobody to say nothing, I don't want nobody there, blah, blah, blah. My take was, look, I might need some help because I might say something wrong. I might take it too far because, you know, before the argument, we loved each other. You know, so I was like, yeah, I wouldn't mind having a referee in the building just to keep things at an even chill. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, actually, true life experience, I did have to perform that duty to be a referee to a married couple that lived in my building, you know, so they were having a little spat and whatnot, so, you know, I kind of, you know, brought them down to my apartment and let them talk it out, and I stood in and interrupted the brother, got out, and let her speak, you know, that sort of thing, so yeah, you know, I agree with that. I mean, some people pay counselors to do that very same thing, but, you know, I was able, you know, at that time to, referee the argument they was having, put their mind at ease in between the two of them, it worked out.
Okay.
So I agree that sometimes the referee is good. Yes, sir.
Here's the bonus follow up question. The bonus follow up question. Are you ready? Did you have on the referee shirt and the black pants? Just talk about it.
No, I had on the jeans and the T-shirt, man. I was chilling.
Okay.
All right. Well, see how it works. Hey, I'm back. I'm scared to talk because, you know what I'm saying, it might sound like Megatron or something like that. But
Oh, man, Mega Negro. That's a new one, Mega Negro.
Oh, my goodness.
Optimus Negro.
Here we go.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's going to go down later on. I catch my breath. I think I started my beverage drinking a little bit. I'm going to give y'all a break tonight. But so it's safe to say that you would not date that woman. I'm not going to call it
date that woman?
So, you ain't got to answer, bro. I know how you feel in your heart. Okay? She goes by the name of Pearlie, Miss Pearlie, who loves to argue. She doesn't want nobody to intervene. She just, she just wants to spit venom and things like that. You know what I'm saying? But we're not going
to
get into that.
I do not love to argue. You ain't going to put that on me. You take that back. I do not love to argue.
All right. No, but my brother Joe, man, what did you bring for us on this night, man? I'm just messing with the lady. Miss Pearlie.
No problem. No problem. I brought in this piece called Sunday Dresses.
Oh, my. That sounds like it's going to be full of sin. I can tell. All righty then. Look, bro.
Yep.
Don't try to trick me. I know how you play. The mic is yours.
Right. Sunday Dresses. Sunday dresses have me restless. Is this feeling I'm experiencing about to make me request a guest? I guess so. Oh, that lady has a run in her pantyhose. The preacher man insists on skirts in the front row of pews. Yo, don't block his views of dope rocking shoes. This is no shocking news. I've been in a deacon's meeting room. It's like venom to them that draw sweet perfumes, and the men are in awe of the prayer dancers' plumes. Make room for the offerings of what you're offering. Prepare for a visit to your home after silently gawking. Sunday dresses had me restless. Did I forget about my blessings? Have I lost what we invest in to give praise without question? How can I be blessed when I'm focused on the dresses? I'm praising God when my mind sins. Possession is when the head spins. Does the spirit lie in the front row? The preacher man thinks so. The preacher man says, whoa, no pantsuits in here. So I ran through the word, but those words didn't appear anywhere. It's saying, come as you are, just fodder. But in the name of the Father, why bother reading it at all? You teach about seasons and all. We heathens who fall will rise again. Keep preaching on pause as it flies in the face of righteousness. So why are those dresses distracting the message? Somebody wasn't listening to the ultimate mission here. It's about sending praises, not an add-on extension here. What do you fear? Is life without sin the doldrums? Are you banging your song on a dull drum? Tighten the rim. Tighten your brim and praise the Lord. Stop inviting the devil in to take part. Partake any way you slice it. Are you restless for Sunday dresses? Or have you come to be enlightened? It's my piece.
Yo. I dug that, man. I really did. And as usual, your wordplay and your word trickery is outstanding, man. I thought that was dope, man. I love to play with the word sound usage. Sunday dresses have me restless. Skirts in the front row. Don't block the preacher's view. He said, how can I be blessed when I'm focusing on the dresses? Come as you are. Heathens who fall will fall again. So why are the dresses blocking the messages? Tighten your rim. Tighten up your brim. Yo, bro, that was dope, man. That was dope. Poetic.
Hey, man, I dug this piece too, Joe. Matter of fact, I done had a meeting with the usher board. They said we're going to elevate you from the usher board to ministry so we can sit you up in the pulpit. And we are going to instruct the ladies to wear pantsuits because, you know, we don't need the ministers looking up the dresses while they're preaching. That's a good word right there, Joe. That's a good word right there, bro. I appreciate that. Dope piece.
Yo, thank you. Pearl, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
And wrestling with the devil. Wrestling with the devil. The flesh is weak. I like that piece. The sundress is really a distraction. I mean, ladies wear dresses. They wear pantsuits too, but they must wear dresses. Is it that much of a distraction?
Say that one more time. Yeah.
I said, wrestling with the devil. Wrestling with the devil. The flesh is weak. Ladies wear sundresses. Are they that much of a distraction?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you wasn't asking.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah.
They are. I mean, but, okay, so being a lady is a distraction.
Well.
Okay.
Yeah, being a woman is, you know, I wouldn't say distraction. Y'all not meant to be distractions, you know. We go in a place of worship, that's what we're there for.
Right.
But there are others in that atmosphere, you know, that, you know, kind of sap some of that energy was supposed to be there. You know, they focus on something other than, you know, what we're speaking about, you know what I mean?
And I have
been in those meetings where they, you know, they like, you know, it's almost like a fine if a woman wears a pantsuit, the preacher wants you all in dresses. So that's, you know, I don't get that part, but, you know, there it is.
Okay. Nice piece, bro.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Queen.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, I can dig it, man. I can look at that from both sides of the thing. I don't know why that is, but the old church refused to allow women in pants. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
A whole lot of things.
They still do it today. Some of
back in
this,
you know, yeah, makeup, things of that nature. When, you know, further back, it was the length of your hair, jewelry, all these different things that ain't got
the length
nothing
of your dress to do with too. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They want you to be like
they're
that. I mean,
adamant.
It's just set up like that. I don't understand. And I've seen some women in church dress so provocatively, more provocative some of the females.
I call it club gear.
Club gear.
Yeah, that's, I was going to say, more provocative than some of the ladies in the club.
Yeah.
You know, very sexy.
Yeah.
Very sexy. Yeah. I mean, it's a good reason to make you go to church. I mean, but I'm not going for that reason.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just in case you're going for the wrong reason, that's a good reason to want to go because, you know, they put on shows like that. But even some of the celebrities, when you see them at some of these award shows and things like that, I'm like, ooh, Lord, mercy. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm exactly like, mm-hmm. That's right. Show you right.
Yeah.
So, hey, amen. You got that really good, man. I like that. I like that, Joe. Hey, look, thanks for that piece, man. You going to stick around to pick your pin up? Because I'm guaranteed that we're picking our pin up shortly.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be here, man. I'll be here. Thanks.
Okay, my brother. One love, man. We're going to sit you back there on the chair. Ooh, it was my night for the thing.
Your
name
turn,
the chair.
Your turn to chair.
Ooh, let me see. Because I wish I would have named it before I had to put my brother on it, because now I have to halfway name it something decent. I would have gave it a name that, you know, nobody wanted to sit in that bag on chair. But so I'm going to name the chair. The Chair of Prosperity.
Ooh. I like that. I'm going to sit in it now.
I'm playing
that.
Yeah. Only needed that.
Y'all can't fit in it. I don't like y'all attitude the way y'all did me in the beginning of the show. Y'all have to repeat.
Oh, I'm sitting
now,
in the chair.
You cannot force your way into this chair, Joe. Do you hear the way she said?
I want to bet. You want to bet?
We need an umpire. Umpire.
I can't believe you acting like that. Oh my goodness.
I'm having.
Where the whistle is? Where's the referee in his whistle?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you got the chance to take a whiff of that, my friend. So I'm going to sit you back there on the Chair of Prosperity, bro. Peace, love, and harmony. You know, good stuff may it become a part of your journey. My brother, we'll see you in a minute as we pick up our pens. One love, bro.
Awesome. One love, bro.
One love.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer, y'all. Let's go on to our next caller. Area code 857. Who do we have here? Welcome to the show.
Oh, you know you got Mr. Boston over here on the building. You know what I'm saying. Y'all got him in the building now. I had to come over here and say hi to my brother because I knew he was on today. So I had to come on over here and holler at him. You know what I'm saying.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up, Mr. Boston. Say hello to the Blog Talk players. Poetic and Mr. Negra.
Well, you know, I'm always going to say hi to everybody. You know what I'm saying? All that beautiful black skin that you got hidden behind the microphone. You know what I'm saying? All I got to do is say hi. What up, Van Meadows?
What's going on, my brother?
Hey, man, you know, I just came over here, man. I told you I was gonna stop through whenever I can, man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes time don't permit me to drop in. You know what I'm saying? Now I'm driving. I can drive with 2 feet now, one on the brake and one on the gas pedal. You know what I'm saying? And whichever one comes first, whichever I hit first, I go through the windshield. I always come up with something to say. You know what I'm saying?
I know that.
I bump my head every once in a while.
Ain't nothing like a good strong windshield. You know what I mean? To go through.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. So what's on your mind tonight,
yes,
my brother? What you got for us, bro?
You know, ain't nothing too much on my mind. You know, I'm really just sitting back drinking me a cold beer, man. I'm finna go in and put me some bacon in the oven and make me a bacon lettuce and tomato with some mustard and mayonnaise and some cheese. You know what I'm saying? I finished watching the news, you know. So, that's about probably
good.
It. You know, I'm really just chilling out. Yeah, I'm just chilling out, man, because my birthday coming up, man. So I'm resting and eating food, and so because when that day that birthday come, man, I'm gonna get towed out because I'm going to Vegas for 3 days. So
I know that's right, bro.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That sounds good.
That's
good, Mr.
Baldwin. Yeah, that 63 fit
about.
Me good, man.
Hey,
yes, sir.
Look at you now. Yeah. So, Mr. Boston, do you have a piece that you like to spit, or you just wanted to say hello?
I guess I can do a little something, you know, a little something.
Okay.
I'm going to do a little something.
All right. You going to freestyle that piece for us?
I'm going to freestyle this piece, I think.
All right, I'm gonna need you to dedicate that. I'm gonna need you to dedicate that piece to Miss Pearly.
Oh my God! Okay,
I
can do that. Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, the mic is yours,
Miss Pearly. The poet just kissed you in the state of mind, and time paused and created the first body flush. Should you wonder why stultified in a state of wonderment, perhaps blush because you feel a pretentious rush? The eyes are blind with doubt, which hasn't met yet. It's still your right to say no, and you're so right to say, I want to know. What the poet has in terms of verbal spillage of significance, a body flush. But surely he will respect your no. But it's best you know what you're about to say no to. But be ready to have a challenge. The poet just kissed you in a space of mind and time, paused and created the second body, Russ. But no, I come to embody your whole body of thoughts and enter your life you're living. And you're satisfied with him, that other dude who has you in tears. Allow me to push him aside and stop crying. No need to hide from truth. I am to enter your empire of your soul with the utterance, and then will perish your sin, start your life over again, and create another heaven of your earth with the loving man's insanity. But sure as reality and sincerity make your wiser hope come alive, and instead of you drowning in tears, allow me to think with you through the ink from the chastened pen, from wandering sight into your insight, but leaving a pathway for you to articulate his manhood and save you service of your memory. The poet just kissed you in a space of mind and time. Pause if you have yet to believe. Leave me, then why am I there? Within the circumference of your inner mind, giving you me to you? And if you're unforgiving for something you say unfair, but yet you vigorously keep me there, then allow me to beckon the beauty of your curious thoughts to wonder of your woman who your fate, when he did idle your chance favor or romance, brought you under a transient spell. But had you listened to the laws of nature first warning that the poet was pleasure at your hymn with fancy of his manhood, that enters your realm with keen hands and eye coordination, with lips entering pleasure into your most sacred field. The poet just kissed you in the space of mind and time, paused and created multiple body flushes and moistens appears like melted butter. And that's Mr. Buster from DSR all damn day. In peace.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about, my bro, man. That was dope. That was sticky. The way you took away that rights, the way to say no, what was that like that? Yeah, that was some real sleepy jabber do, yo, bro. Poetic, what you got for him?
Oh man, I was digging that, man. Talking about you just being kissed by a poet in time and space, bruh. Come on, man. Come on now. Come on. That's what I'm talking about. That's Mr. Boston all day. DSR all day. That's my bro. La Perla La Negra.
That was pretty fly. I've always admired your poetry. No, that was pretty fly piece. That was all right. I wish I could freestyle.
I need to go back and write it now.
Right, that's what I need to do. All
right. Hey. Yeah, I'm gonna go back and see if I can remember everything I said and write that.
That's what's up, Mr. Boston. For real, the poet.
Did your call drop again? For real?
Call drop.
Mm-hmm.
Probably, more than likely.
Mm-hmm. No why?
He need. He need to throw away that TLC phone and get him an iPhone.
That's right. Tell him again. Tell him again, Mr. B. Tell him again.
I don't know about that iPhone, but
yeah. All right, y'all. So y'all know,
all right, my brother.
You know, one of our brothers left here. So you know, I want to give a shout out to King Cadence. May he rest in peace. He got his wings. You know, and that's a beautiful thing. He's on his journey now to continue his growth. You know, his spirit is going to continue to speak to us from heaven. So y'all have to keep a lookout and listen for that voice to come down, because it's coming back. Believe me.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Agreed. Definitely agreed.
Yeah. Where for real go? For real, for real ducked out on
us. Hey, sorry about that. My call had dropped, bro. But, man, hey, that was mm-hmm.
I told you.
That was very beautiful. 15th, man. I'm glad that you presented that thing. 63, man. Hey, I wish you, I want to be the first one that wish you a happy birthday, bro. You heard me?
Hey, you got to get rid of that TLC phone, man, and get your iPhone 11, man, on 12.
I can't see too well with an iPhone. I need a CNI dog phone. iPhones don't work. I can't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Look,
man, I just want to thank you for bringing that peace to us, man. Hey, bro, it's always good to hear from Uncle B. Austin in the building.
Yeah, man, I'm starting to settle in. I'm starting to settle in and come back on the shows, man. You know, slowly but surely.
Right.
Slowly but surely. Cause I don't live in Boston no more. I live in California now. So I'm back home in San Diego now. So, yeah, so, you know, slowly but surely.
San Diego.
Coming back through. Okay, Mr. Caliism. That's it.
Yeah, Mr. Caliism.
That's right.
All right, well, brother.
That's
bro,
right. Remember,
we're going to sit you back there on the chair of prosperity, bro, where you can prosper and have those
do
good
your
tidings. Thing. You hear what I'm saying?
Okay.
You hear me, brother?
All right, thanks.
One love, baby.
Appreciate y'all.
One love.
All right, one love.
Baby, baby.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's
baby,
what
baby.
I'm talking about. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I forgot to ask him what he date Miss Pro is.
No, you didn't.
Time. All right.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Yeah. We're going to keep things moving. Umbrella, Ascending Anger in the background.
What is the idea of your crib decision?
You know what I'm saying, poetic? Mm-hmm. Let's keep things flowing.
Let's keep things flowing.
We're
going
to go to the one and only Mr. Sir Lawrence.
Wow.
What's up, broski?
What's up with you, sir?
What's going on? What's going on, Mr. Maddox? Van Meadow?
Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up, brother?
All right, all right, all right. And,
how you feeling?
La Pearl. And see, that's what's going on. See, nobody has rolled the E and the R lately before your ear heard the L. That's what's going on. Isn't that right, La Pearl?
It is actually, yeah, you're right, but it is actually La Perla Negra.
Well, again, before the L is pronounced, you want the E and the R to roll.
That's it, Sir Lawrence. Tell us, bro.
What you talking? Oh, y'all going to get it? Don't wait till the show over. All right. Excuse me. Don't.
But. Run the pronunciation by me one more time.
It's La Perla Negra. Perla is one word. Yeah.
Perla.
P-E-R-L-A. Yeah.
All
right,
then.
Negra is the last part. Yeah.
I see. All right, then.
It's okay. Right. They butcher my name all the time. It's okay.
That's okay. Because I be quite honest, you know, in the heat of the battle, I looked it up and I was noticing the ear in between them two letters over there. And I said, maybe that's what's going on.
No, it's P-E-R-L-A. Perla.
All right. Drop the A. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, my.
Boy, they just picking the night. Y'all just...
pronunciation classes in full effect. Word up.
Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I caught myself trying to work that honey dust, but I don't know. I guess it didn't happen.
You're good.
All right, then good. I feel better.
Number. No, it's my team number. You're good.
Mm-hmm. For real, CC, you want to blame us? For
so
real, CC,
my
see how she just want to blame us already?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you
so,
know.
My brother, what you got for us on this night, man?
You know, I think I'm going to piggyback off of Joe. Good job, Joe. I'm going to piggyback off of Joe, the verbal mind dance. I'm going to piggyback off of him.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours, brother.
To attest the accessory. What is it about the butt that makes us stop and stare? Is it because those twin cheeks move to a rhythm of their own beat? Like Calypso, Roomba, or tight and neat. That derriere that gives one pause and silence a room. till it was time to applaud. Yes, applaud at how you could pour on a pair of jeans. Yes, applaud for the acrobats you had to perform just to get those jeans on. Those high pockets controlling our eye sockets watching Nervous Jello or surround sound with things going everywhere. That ass sits so nonchalantly but very purposefully displayed for eye candy, like we really understand the anatomy. This attribute has become more than an avocation, being shown audaciously with attitude, strictly for attention, inciting cries from the hounds while asking yourself, why do I act like that? And the hounds say, why must I feel like that? Now that you've been totally distracted and your eyes are fat, or were you just looking for a cat? Those butts come in all shapes and sizes, and some with surprises. So overstand this intrusion, because most times it's just an illusion. The real tale, what makes you walk the way that you do? Sir Lawrence.
All right, bro. That was smooth, man. That was kind of smooth, man. I like your cadence.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, man. It's like the way you recite your pieces. You say it in a way really smooth and very rhythmic, and it's easy to take it in, the pieces and the picture that you're painting. I mean, I love the way you do your thing, man. That's dope, man. Poetic. What you think, man?
Man, he said they come in all shapes and sizes. Was you searching for that, or was you searching for a cat? I like that, bro. That was clever. Clever placement.
Right on.
You know, and then you said they come in all shapes and sizes. Some come with surprises. Bruh. That cat line and those surprises, man, my mind is already someplace else. dope piece, brother. Lapero,
appreciate it.
I like the very last line. What makes you walk the way you do? I like that.
Come on here. Can we know it's the truth?
Okay. I like that.
All right. Thank you.
That was a cool
Thank
piece.
You.
Mm-hmm. Well,
oh yeah, you know what? Back to the question of the referee.
Yeah.
Actually 85% of the time, yes, you need a referee, because just like any event or anything that takes place, that there needs to be a referee. The reason they need the referee is to keep everything in bounds.
Mm-hmm.
I think it depends on the kind of argument you're having.
Well, Dad, because what happens is you in the heat of the argument, a lot of times you go off script, and then it turns into a jabbing, stabbing, spooning situation more so than debating the issue.
It can. I don't fight dirty like that. I don't.
Sure.
Ain't nobody ask you.
Sure.
I don't fight dirty like that.
I've been in some banter moments with you. They weren't even arguments. It was just banter. And, ooh, you hit below the belt. I'm just saying.
you know what? No.
Put that R back in there, or that A.
Because I am not like that. These guys are just using me as a prop. They like picking at me. But I'm not like that. I really am not like that. I don't know what he talking about. I don't know what he talking about.
For real, do you hear this shenanigans? For real, do you hear this? You hear that, right?
We don't hear nothing because his call probably done dropped again. Start in trouble. Look at it. See.
Mm-hmm. I heard what you said, my brother Nick. I heard it.
Oh, you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I heard you just now. I faked my call drop just to hear what you would say. All righty, then. Hey, look, bro, Sir Lawrence, man, thank you for chilling with us. Hey, man, I hope you stick around for the pick up your pen, man. We want to see where you at with your creativity. You with it?
Yes, sir.
All right, then, man. We're going to sit you back down on a chair of prosperity, man. Prosper. Live long and prosper.
Prosper. See?
One love, brother. One love.
One love. One love.
Yeet. All righty, then. So, let's Miss Pearly Naked Eye, are you having a good time?
Yeah. I'm having an awesome time. No, we being mean. We need to go play with somebody else here, bro.
He's playing in your inbox?
Telling stories on me. You know what?
No, Pearly. Sister Pearly. There you know. These ain't stories. These is definitely not stories. You know how you
said. You said, "Oh, damn!" Yeah. All righty, then we're gonna go to the next caller, who happens to be Mr. Larry Shepherd. Welcome to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill. What is on your mind,
Mr. Automatic? Automatic.
You know what? I heard Joe the Burger Mind Dancer talk about the church and church stresses. It almost made me want to preach or something. You know what I mean? Like, I can imagine the preacher in the pulpit, you know?
So you want to look up their dresses. Is that what you're saying?
Well, Lord Jesus. So many women out here with their church dress trying to show something.
Oh, my.
A little something out here. I want to let it be known.
You're going straight to hell. Mm-hmm. You're going to burn. You're going to burn, baby.
You know, you're supposed to be my big brother. Oh, my goodness.
I am, man. I'm just trying to guide you in the right direction, man.
I am your brother. I love you, man. But you're trying to preach just so you can have a front row seat to look up these dresses. That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
You don't need to grow back.
Big brother. You know what you sound like? That's why you sound like Patrick on your phone.
Oh, damn. Yeah. So, since I sound like Patrick, Mr. Shepherd.
Yeah, you sound like Patrick. Hey, SpongeBob. What are you doing today?
So let me ask you a question.
Yes, big brother.
Let me ask you a question, Mr. Automatic. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Am I still sounding like SpongeBob? So listen, this whole question thing is about asking you, so would you date Miss Pearly Nikolai?
I won't say no. baby. You know, she seemed cool. You know what I mean? I like her attitude because she don't give a damn. That's, she got
But you said you don't like a woman that talk a lot, that talk too much. You said it. You said that you don't like a woman that talk too much on the show the other day.
My ex, he talks too damn much. Lana damn much. Like a damn typewriter and shit. Come off when you damn typewriter. I wanted to throw some damn mouth.
So automatic. Let me tell you something. See, like Pearly Naked, I don't play that. She will cut a nigga. So that's why, and she likes to argue. So would you still like to date her? Would you still like to date her? What you say? Wait a minute. He's speaking, y'all. What did you say?
Some food around. You know, like some acting or something like that.
What?
That's what I'm trying to say. If you like to do some what? If you get some food around.
What you saying?
What? See, y'all got folks saying all kinds of stuff.
What was that?
I need you to breathe and repeat that. What you say?
I said the only way I mess with a woman love to argue is we gonna do right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What you say, bro?
Yeah, because you got to have some makeup if you gonna argue. You know what I mean?
I might hit it.
All right.
Y'all gonna stop me. Y'all just target me tonight. But I don't talk of nonsense. What I have to say, it makes a point, okay? I don't just run my mouth just to be running my mouth. And I don't run my mouth.
Do you overtalk? Do you overtalk them when you argue?
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. And I'm honest. See? I'm honest. And yes, I can be a little controlling when it comes to the conversation, but still, what I have to say has a lot of meaning. I'm not just talking just to hear myself talk. And I don't like to argue.
I see.
I just like to get my point across. It's a difference.
So that means that you're using a higher octave in your voice when you're trying to get your point across, but you don't like to argue. Got it. Taking notes.
Using a higher accent doesn't have anything to do with whether or not I like to argue.
You just said you like to overtalk. You like to make sure you get your point across. I'm just trying to get some clarity.
Overtalking just means interrupting the person and not letting them finish.
So you're a rude arguer.
A little intrusive.
Okay.
I can be just a little intrusive. Whatever. Y'all, you know what? Whatever.
A rude.
Otto, you laughing at me? You better have my poetess bracelet done when I get over there. I'm trying to tell you, we gonna fight. I'm gonna get baby cat on you.
Ooh, baby cat, don't do that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Crystal's coming up, right? Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Mr. Larry Shepherd.
Yes.
What do you got for us, man? What do you got for us?
I'm gonna do this poem called Let's Stand.
All right. The mic is yours.
I'm seeing you right now. I'm seeing how beautiful you look on the dance floor. I'm coming with a smile. Because right now I'm looking at you and everything that I see is so worthwhile. My style is your energy. Your love is like a mystery. I want to hold your hand so we can dance. I want to play some terrible work. Because, baby, I'm ready for this stage. I'm ready for your smile to be my front page. You see, I want to invade your mind. I want us to shine with the light on us. See, I'm going to hold you tight. Because you're the most beautiful lady right in my sight. It's not. And a well job done. I'm coming over. Because I want to dance with you. I want to hold you like a man never held you ever before. I want to restore everything. Those empty promises, there be none. The way we dance together, I want to dance. I want to play the Ozzy brother. Maybe we may get freaky between the sheets. Ozzy brother. When I can hear the smooth melody, I want you to dance with a little twist and never resist. So when you feel the rhythm, like a Marvin Gaye or a Teddy Pendergrass, I need you to dance with me so long as we unite, being so strong. Dance with me. You saw the Mad Catch, Mac, the Wiggle, and 10 Gears in the Marlin, but then drag.
Hey, my brother. That was very deep, man. That was kind of almost like a love letter. Did you dedicate that to anyone special?
No, I didn't, but, I can. I'm, whoever wants.
Would you like to dedicate that to Miss Bruin? Would like to dedicate that to Miss Bruin?
I would never dedicate that to a man,
Well, that would be nice if you didn't do that.
But,
we haven't had anybody come out on our show yet. Mm-hmm. Hey, so we'll just take it as you dedicated that to Miss Pearly. So my dissertation to that piece was, you said that you wanted to play with the Osley brothers and feel the smooth energy like Marvin Gaye. You said, hey, man, that was very smooth for somebody who said that they wouldn't date a man. So poetic, what did you say? What did you think about that?
I mean, I was waiting for the come out the closet moment.
Me too.
It was a dope piece, man. It's definitely a dope piece. It was really deep, but I knew he was having a coming out the closet moment, especially since you said this would have been the first for the show, man. I was getting my popcorn. I'm here for it, I'm here for it.
Yeah, wow. Man. That's what I'm talking about. La Perla Negra.
Otto, that was a beautiful piece. It was full of love.
Thank you,
and it was really, really sweet. You're welcome. Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, my brother. Thank you, bro. You got time if you want to make your statement at this point.
Okay. May I give a shout out to my brother, King's Cadence. Man, I missed you. You going home? It'll never be a King's case, man. And, like I did a poem, like going home and going too soon. Man, you're going too soon, brother. I miss you. Even though you're not in pain, the pain I feel, this is why you could be gone, brother. Peace.
Peace. Hey, Mr. Automatic,
man. Brother, yeah. You got extra sound effects?
It's the club right here. Club Zone.
Okay. Cause man, you got that extra chirping, man. I hear it on every one of you on the mic. You got that extra chirping, bro.
I don't know. The birds are coming out.
That's what we were afraid of.
I got a little
pooty
bird.
I did
saw a pooty cat.
Yeah. All righty then, Mr. Automatic. Hey. Hey man, just get some batteries for that smoke detector,
go-go,
bro.
Brother.
Get some batteries.
All right.
Yeah, get the batteries, bro.
Okay.
Get some new batteries. Hey, one love. Look, we want you to stick around to pick up your pen. All right, my brother.
Okay.
All right,
my
one
go,
love,
go,
brother.
Brother.
One love.
My go,
love.
Go, brother.
All right, brother. One love. We're not going to let him sit on the chair of prosperity. He can sit on the floor. Baby, baby. All right. We're going to go to SJ. I don't like his attitude. He said I sounded like, what's the boy named Peter?
Patrick.
Yeah, he said I sound like Patrick. He's got to apologize. Sit on the floor. On the floor. All righty then. We're going to go to our next caller, ladies and gentlemen. And he goes by the name of Jess J. What did she do, Jess J?
What's going on with you, black man?
What's up, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm just black.
What's going on? Hey, man. Vin, I mean, Poetic, you've been a silent killer tonight. I've been hearing you, man. Quit playing.
Hey, bro, I'm just chilling, man. I'm just enjoying the cafe,
just
bro.
Mm-hmm. I've been loving it. The game inside the game. Been loving it.
The game inside the game.
Hey, man. Hey, just Jay, man.
Hey.
Hey, people are coming
yes,
out
sir.
Over here. At the Soul. People are coming out of the closet over here at the Soul Cafe, bro.
Wow.
Anything you want to say?
No. No.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
Makes you think I would want to say
just
something about
sure.
that.
No, I'm not about that. It could be about anything. I mean,
oh, hey, for real. Watch this. Wink, wink. I'm gonna wrote what you had told. I'm gonna write what you had sent me in the mail, in the email.
Don't do that, bro. Don't do that. Yeah.
But no, it ain't no email,
hey,
but
man.
Still. No, I ain't got nothing to say about that, bro.
Hey, man, it's all good, man. Everybody do their thing. Everybody do their thing. But, hey, listen, man, how you feeling with some real stuff, man? We had some tragedies, man, left and right,
yeah.
Hitting our community. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just really thought-provoking. You never know, man. We got to give each other our flowers today, man. I joke around with everybody, you know. I showed my brother Larry Shepard some love right now, you know. I really wanted to have my brother sit
right.
on the floor, man. I just wanted to hear some laughter from him. And but we need to, you know, be more open with each other, man, because we don't know, man.
Right.
Here today, going tomorrow. I might be going tomorrow.
Yes,
tomorrow's not promised to anyone. So, my way of showing that love right now is to have some laughter and some harmony within that. Everybody knows that we are joking up in here. We've been messing with our sister up in here tonight, Miss Pearly, you know, and as well.
Oh, she's been a trooper, man.
Attitude stinks. Yeah, she is. She's been a trooper,
yeah.
But she has a stinky attitude, you know. And we're celebrating her stinky attitude tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Give her her flowers,
you know,
now.
No, we love her. Yeah, you know, we're giving her flowers. So,
that's it,
we're
giving her flowers
you know,
now.
That's right, that's right. So, and
we're
going to give you yours as well. We're gonna give
don't
you yours.
Scream for help when people give you flowers. Cut it out.
Right.
Bully. I show
yeah.
them all this love
so,
all
bro.
The time.
They're giving me flowers.
They just throwing me under the not the bus, the semi, the big boy. They just, they bullied.
See, you can't even get it out. We're not doing nothing. You can't even get it out. You can't even explain what you're saying. We're not doing nothing.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Jeez.
Yes.
See?
So just say, man, we need you to add your energy to the mix of what we got going up in here, man. You're a very humorous person, man, and I appreciate that about you.
Yes, sir.
You got for us tonight, man?
Man, first of all, I want to say a couple of words about King's Cadence, man. His flow was a lot like what I was trying to get to. As far as like the monotone, the same breath, and just moving through a track and then doing a little bit of a switch on it somewhere in between. That's one of the things that I had got picked up from him. Like, you know, I've been with all y'all that have something that's just spectacular that stands out. I do try to mention it to everybody, but I never did get a chance to mention that to him. He helped me out a lot, man. It's been like a Frankenstein monster with me dealing with all of y'all and y'all dealing with me and the way this stuff moved. And it's been very helpful to me as far as moving forward in this poetry.
Hey, I hear you, man. We talk about that a lot, about what we can get from each other, what we take from each other, what we learn from each other, you know. And that's why we have to discuss how people, you know, get their pieces together, you know, the creative process within each and every one of us. And, I got some things from him, too. I love to hear him spit, man. He was so authentic. And and a lot of people refer to his hip-hop background, which is definitely, you know, in the forefront of what he did, you know, what he did, what he left us with, man. So thank you for those words, man. Those words are beautiful.
Yes, sir.
Now it's time to see what you got, my brother, because I like the way you do your thing as well. So we're going to pass
thanks,
you the
bro.
Mic and say, simply say to
man,
you.
Man, this right here is the best dojo that I've ever been in as far as this whole poetry thing. This is the best dojo I've ever been in because you actually come in here and you work out. You go ahead and get your free weights on, and then you come in, it's time to work out. But, man, let me go ahead and get into this piece.
Don't be nice to them. Just go ahead and jump.
I'm trying not to. It's hard, though. All right. The name of this piece is called Time. Yes, sir. Time. Time is a function of fluid design, an infrastructure for the precision movement of this entire universe. And it is not rigid. Space and time bends to the whims of mass, no matter how little or how great the matter. Time acknowledges its existence. Time is like water, and it flows in every direction between every nook, cranny, and space, even in between atoms, quarks, neurons, Higgs, and even bosons. Time versus corporeal entities is the undisputed. Show me the man who is in his grands that can refute it, whether he is rich or destituted. It even flows between thoughts and ideas. You see, time spaces out the how-tos and how-dos to prove if thoughts of action are true or merely fantasy. And just like that, a rise and the fall of a dynasty. Odorless and tasteless, as far as we know, and the reason we don't know is because we would cease to exist without a moment of it. Time pushes the very walls of the universe outward at light years of speed. Time. Time. Truly a wondrous creation. In peace.
Yo, I really dig that. I like your wordplay in there. I like the way you incorporated time throughout in there, man. I was stuck on a couple of lines because they really touched me, and I wandered on them for an extended period of time. Just saying, time. Whereas the other words flowed through, man. Flow through. You said time was fluid, you know. Design is not rigid. It's like water, rich or destitute, odorless and tasteless.
to exist without it. But you say to exist without a moment of it. That was just deep. I like that. It twisted, made me think. Each passage made me think of time according to how I spend it. You know, I dug that.
Wow.
I like your wordage. I like your writing technique and the way that you spit it. You spit it in a way where you make sure somebody hears it. I like your pauses. People don't know that pauses mean just as much as a word, you know?
Yes, sir.
It gives significance to a word, and it gives people time to digest what they just heard. So I dug that, man. Poetic.
For real, you gonna leave us any commentary, bro? I mean,
oh man,
he dirty like
my
that.
Bad. I'm sorry.
You gonna leave us any? You. Whew, okay, let me try. But just Jay, in all seriousness, bro, I like the direction that your pen is going. I listen to your pieces very, very intently, and the direction that you're writing in now is great, because you're leaving
wow.
a lot for us to think about within your piece, and I'm happy that I'm here along for this journey. So continue writing, bro, because I'm digging where you're going with your pen.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you so much, man. You don't have no idea.
Absolutely. Appreciate you too, brother. La Perla La Negra.
You know what, Jay? I'm really a fan of your work. And some of the pieces that you write are so beautiful. And the way that you recite them, you just get caught up in them. Unfortunately, I can't really give any commentary on it because, yes, for real, took most of what I could have said. He did. He does that a lot. So he didn't really leave.
But what you just said, I appreciate that to death. You have no idea, because you've been under great pressure taking the beating you've been taking today. Yeah, it's been a mess.
I know. They bully.
Yeah.
Like, they are bullies.
Yeah.
They just... I don't know what it is.
Man, you've been taking it in stride,
it,
though. You know, that's
where
right.
it's at. That's all right.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You
oh,
take
Miss
Pearly.
You know
the,
we love
the,
you, Miss Pearly.
The,
I
let,
love
let,
y'all
let,
too. Y'all know.
Let the jury recall to remembrance the woman that said that she likes to talk loudly to get her point across.
I did
but
not
we're the bully.
Like to talk loudly.
We're the bully.
Do you hear this? Do you hear him twisting my words?
Those were your words, jury. Jury,
those
the jury
were
agreed
not
with those
my
words.
You need to listen
oh
to the playback. I did not say that I like talking loud. I said sometimes I may dominate
mm-hmm.
the conversation. Okay. I did not
that,
say anything about I like talking.
I'm just
no,
asking
I'm
for clarity. I'm asking for clarity.
And I got some clarity for you. Y'all caught
See?
Oh,
we're the bullies. We're asking for clarity.
We need a referee
I got
right
clarity.
Now.
I got,
where's Joe the Verbal Mind
Dancer? I got some clarity for you. I got some clarity.
Where's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer?
Bad life.
Hey. Hey, listen.
Love
oh,
you, Daniel.
You the trouble you brought in here, J-Rock?
Man, love you Jay. Too, y'all. Keep up.
Well, Jay.
Yes,
we're
sir.
We're here to give you your flowers. While you still with us, man. They might not be the best, they might not be the freshest, but that's all that we had in our garden, bro. We give you a batch
oh,
of dandelions.
Right, give them to me.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you
my head
of runs,
but I'm
going to
make some tea.
For you. Oh, no.
he always got something to do. Hey, well, look, man, thank you for that piece, man. I'm sorry you can't stick around to pick up your pen.
Yes.
But if you can still listen in, we ain't going to bother you, man. We ain't going to bother you. So if you decide to just listen in, man, that's fine.
I'm not afraid to write. I'm not afraid to write, because this is the place
know,
to come and do that, man.
That.
If a poet want to be a poet, he could at least come in here, because this is the spot to do it, man. Ooh, I love it.
Okay. Well, we got something nice for you coming up, man. So thank you, and we're going to sit you back there in the chair of prosperity, man. Live long and prosper, brother.
Appreciate y'all. Y'all be easy now.
You too, brother.
One love, yo.
One mic.
All righty. One love. All righty, then. We're going to go to our next caller. Area code 267. Who do you be? What it do?
Hey,
welcome to the Soul Cafe.
Mr. 668, how you doing?
What's good?
Hey,
what
how you doing,
bro?
Brother 668?
Hey, son, man. What's going on? I don't think I've been through y'all show before, so, you know.
Oh, you caught the
Soul
tonight.
This is the Soul Cafe.
Say it again.
This is the Soul Cafe, man.
No, I mean, I know. I've seen it before, but it's always caught me off guard. So by the time I see the information for it, the show is long over. So, you know, I caught it probably about 9:30, quarter to 10 or so, and said, let me go ahead and log on and jump in here. So,
yes, sir. Good brother.
Hey, well, thank you, my brother. Thank you for joining us, man. Let me just give you a real quick rundown. This is the Soul Cafe, where the main ingredient is neo soul. Hip-hop, R&B, and jazz is the flavor. And what we do the second half of the show is we create pieces together doing a prompt we call Pick Up Your Pen, where we throw out some phrases and we create pieces based on the phrases that's given and how many times you need to use it in the piece. You have until the song is over or until I cut it off. You never know how long you have to have that piece finished. And then we go over the pieces and everybody shares their creativity. What moved them? Was it the music? Was the music a plus? Was it a distraction? Things of that nature. Some of us write according to visual pictures.
Right.
Some of us write through sound and vibration. So we share those type of things in here and we have fun with it. And that's what we do here at the Soul Cafe, my brother. So I thank you for calling in. I've heard you on many of the other shows. And matter of fact, let me see, the last show I heard you on was, I think, I think it was Thursday at the Get Down, or it was Keith Eric's show. One of those shows I've heard you.
It might have been
anyway.
Keith Eric's
but,
show. I think I've been to that show
yeah,
as well, the Get Down, but it might have been on Keith Eric's show.
Okay. All right. So you here tonight, my brother? And it's do what you like, whatever you plan on bringing. Usually we have a theme, but we put that down for a minute and just do some open mic. And so we can get into some creativity in a little bit. But it's yours, my brother, whatever you have to offer.
All right. This is a call from the balconies of palaces. You can catch me skywalking across galaxies. Been chasing these energies for centuries, falling in and out of rabbit holes long before Newton's theory of gravity. Got my duality stuck between these parentheses, between these metaphors and analogies. Fell asleep a sin and woke up a simile when I heard Saul say to Van Gogh is vanity, so the propensity to write became more than a novelty, more like an incessant necessity, like the brevity of my life expectancy is solely based on these insanities. So I invest my thoughts like commodities, like a mind full of anthologies, and I can see clearly now the what is, the what will soon be. No more Princes, no more Luthers, no more Tina Marie's, the dismantling of hip-hop, the effacing of real rappers, the extinction of masters of ceremonies, and future generations will know nothing more than field slaves, house niggas, and remixed legacies. And this may be hard for some to believe, but the red and blue pill is just a fallacy of a dry-ass reality. Got white supremacists checking their pedigree. The fuck you expect from a country that'll serve you cancer to study the pathology, up the cases to dictate the pharmacology, walkathons, pink bowls, and sympathies, fantasy. I mean, greed plus wealth minus the morality equals the barbarity. Just turn on your TV and watch the prophets profit off the prophecies, then ask yourself, is it really prophecies that the prophet sees? And meanwhile, rapists in the diocese like apostles and brothel scenes, and Trump in the White House acting like a bitch and a drama queen, a demagogue trying to be a demagogue with a Twitter feed. And meanwhile, the monopolies write the tragedies, the government stays the catastrophes, Twin Towers, border kidnappings, and flu vaccines. smokescreen the treachery to erode your mental ecology, and they wonder how we came to embody these hostilities, a trophy case filled with centuries of Pyrrhic victories, civil rights, civil wrongs, the contradictories, got us all caught up in these reveries, steady dying while waiting on these reciprocities, while another midnight vote to repackage and market these inequalities, just so we do not pass go, do not collect 200, go straight to jail for the complexion of our ideologies, just to be cannibalized with a nice Chianti and some fava beans. That's that piece.
My brother, my brother, my brother, man, you got a whole lot up in that piece right there, man, that I was tripping, trying to keep up with it. The metaphors and, man, the analogies and things of that nature. Could you take me back to where you said no more princes? Can you give us that a few lines of that?
Oh, yeah. I can see clearly now the what is, the what will soon be, no more princes, no more Luthers, and no more Tina Marie's, the dismantling of hip-hop, the effacing of real rappers, the extinction of masters of ceremony.
That was beautiful, man. That was beautiful, you know, especially at this time. Did you recently write this piece?
No, I wrote this back in like 2017, 2018, something like that.
And the funny thing about that is that it still makes a statement about today. You know, those that we are losing, man. You know, R&B artists, rappers, people that mean something to the community.
Especially when we're talking about hip-hop and, you know, the way it's...
Yeah.
The way it's swaying, and you know, we understood what masters of ceremony were. You know, when we would go to, you know, live concerts with, you know, DMX and, you know, and that type of thing, we understood what a real MC was. And nowadays,
right,
they barely exist. So,
right,
that's why I
right.
said future generations will know nothing but field slaves, house niggas, and remix legacy, because nothing
right.
is, you know, and even the ones that are using, you know, stuff from back in the day, they don't even want to acknowledge it. You got kids that are listening to the radio, and it could be, you know, a remix of a Luther song, and you say, oh, that's Luther Vandross. They're like, who? Like, they don't even know who that is. Why don't you know who
right.
that is? You know,
mm-hmm.
but you listening to
right.
a song that's using a beat that, you know, that has him in the background, and you don't know who that is? Come on. So.
Right,
yeah.
right. And. That's beautiful, poetic.
Yeah, man. I'm a fan of this brother right here, man. I've heard him on across several of our shows, and other platforms. And I dig your pen, my brother. When you start talking about commodities and, you know, making your deposits, yeah. Me being in the finance field, I really appreciated that line. Your pen is amazing, bro. And like I said, I dig your pen, bro. And you know, I'm a fan, bro. I'm a fan. Dope ink.
Definitely appreciate it.
La Perla Negra.
Yeah. I like this piece. I heard it before. I heard you get this piece before, and I liked it when I heard it before. And you're right. It is still relevant to this day because of what's going on. Not too much has changed with what's going on in the entertainment industry, and I really like that last line about that you took from Hannibal Lecter about the
right.
Chianti
and
yeah, and it's true. It is true. Yeah, it is part of what they do. Especially
right.
in Hollywood, man, they it's terrible, you know. The more that they degrade themselves and the worse things that they do, the higher their status, the more to pay it. So
right.
I dig that piece a lot. I'm definitely a fan, definitely.
I appreciate
that was really a nice piece.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, don't be no stranger, man. It's good to hear your voice. It's been a while. Like I said, I've been hearing you on the other programs, and it's good to hear you, man. Hey, we're giving out flowers, man, on tonight, man. We ain't waiting.
I think you know what I'm talking about. So
right.
You take yours, man. Yeah. Take them with love, man. Take them with love and compassion from all of us here at Epiphany Radio, man, right here and right now, man. Right now, we're going to sit you back here on the chair of prosperity, man. Live long and prosper. Yeah. But I need you to hold tight because we're going to come back and pick up our pens, man. And I'd like for you to, you know, see if you can take a part of that.
I'll try.
All right, just hold tight, man. Let's see what you got, man. Don't have no fear. It's not that. It's gonna be fun, man. So can you hold tight for us?
Yeah, I'll try.
All right, my brother. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you just heard from the one and only 668, baby. One love, brother. One mic.
One love, one mic.
All right. So let me see. So what we're going to do, and let me explain things really quick. For those that are going to partake in it, most of you already know, just have something to write on, whether it be your phone and your note section in your phone or a piece of pen and paper, whatever it is, because we're about to go underway with some picking up the pen. I know my big brother Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, is ready. I know several people are ready. Poetic, it's been a while for you, bro. It's been a while for you, Danielle.
I'm ready.
Been ready to get into that. Right after this, y'all, we'll be right back with Pick Up Your Pen.
Hey, when you want that beat bad enough, you don't go pretty much anywhere to get it. You know what I mean? You want to feel that beat? The rookie,
Bye. Dre, come on. Come on. Come on.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is
This is Sandy, and we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Welcome back to the Soul Cafe. Let's chill at Epiphany Radio. This be your boy For Real, the Poet Douglas, and I'm often here with the one and only Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and La Perla Negra, and we chilling. We're about to go into some picking up your pen. For those of you who might be ready, have something to write on, we're going to start opening up the lines and get our participants. First up is Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer. Joe, are you with us?
Yes, sir. I'm ready.
Already. Let's go to Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, are you with us? Sir Lawrence?
Oh, I was muted.
Alrighty then. All right, we're going to go to, are you with us, Sir Lawrence?
Yeah, I think so. I was muted.
All righty then. We're going to go to Automatic Charismatic. Are you with us?
I'm right here.
All righty then. I want to check in on our brother, just in case he may be able to or he may not. And we'll just see. Just Jay,
what's going on,
are you
yeah.
able to? You
going
to chill, bro?
To hold on.
Okay. Alrighty. Everybody do me
just
a favor and mute yourselves so that we don't have the background. So mute yourselves. We're going to bring back Mr. 668.
I'm going to bow out gracefully. But I still want to
okay.
listen. This is not
right.
my thing. I'm too slow of a thinker for this. So, but I do want to listen though.
Hey, that's the fun part in it, bro. But listen in, bro. I'm gonna come back to you though. But listen in. I want to know your thoughts. Okay.
All right.
I'm gonna take you back. All right. Everybody else, hands are down. If you just want to listen, that's fine. So. Boys and girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen and ladies. These will be your phrases. I'm trying to make sure I give you the one. And I'm going to need you guys to use these phrases at least twice within your piece. This piece will be in the genre of romance, love, romance. The first phrase will be, follow your heart, or, that's one phrase, follow your heart, or. The second phrase is, a good thing calls. A good thing calls. The third part of it is, I hope my phone rings. Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Yes, the question on a good thing does what?
A good thing calls.
Oh, calls, like calling on the phone?
Yeah.
All right.
A good thing calls. Okay. And Give me 1 minute. This is going to be romance. Pick up your pens.
Thank you.
Put your pens down. Put your pens down. Yeah, I see y'all. I see y'all getting a little the last bit in there. I see you getting it in because I'm getting mine in. All right, so put your pens down. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah, no cheating. I can see some people typing. I hear you. All right. So, we're going to start at the top with this piece here. Okay? We're going to go to Poetic. Poetic, the mic is yours.
I wondered what would happen more, if I follow your heart or pray that a good thing calls, or I'll stumble and fall. I hope my phone rings and it's you on the other end, and I hear you sing, because your voice warms and melts my heart from the very start. My total package includes you, or if I follow your heart, or you can be a good thing that calls. Away from you has me climbing the walls. Lost of your love just stings, but I hope my phone rings and you're on the other end. Let's let our love begin. In peace.
Okay, okay, okay. I just need one person to commentate right now. La Perla Negra, what did you think of that?
Oh, that was sweet. That was beautiful. You gave us some nice phrases to use this time. That was really, really nice.
Okay, I need something constructive.
Dude.
Anything?
You know what?
No, I'm just saying, I'm just talking. We're creative. I'm just asking. I'm asking. Did you find something constructive in that piece? Did you find something? Did you want to ask him anything about that piece?
No, beautiful piece. I loved it.
Okay. Okay, cool. We're going to go to the next caller. Joe, the Verbal Mind Dancer, the mic is yours.
Follow your heart, my lovely one. I hope my phone rings when a good thing calls. Follow your heart if you want to dance. I hope my phone rings for that second chance. When a good thing calls, will you answer? I could never avoid you like cancer. Call me anytime you're free. 1, 2 in the morning, even 3. I need you. I need your voice to comfort me. Come for me in a dial tone. Call me if you're not alone. It matters. I'm not one for useless chatter, nor do I care to upset family matters. Be my Laura, I be your Steve. Just call me. It's my piece.
Okay, okay. I need Van. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, that's Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer. I heard the phrases used multiple times. It was a good piece, but I don't know if it said follow your heart or if he just said and. But it was a dope piece.
I appreciate that. Yeah, you caught that, man. I did not use the or. I did not use the or.
Okay.
Because I ain't in no boat and I ain't
rowing. Okay. That was clever. That was clever. Okay. Are we going to go to the next caller? The next writer. All right. Miss Perla Negra.
Sorry, I was muted. All right. I was always told to follow your heart or let it go. And I found it to be truth where it's led me, but also very much pain. When a good thing calls is usually where you find happiness, so I hope my phone rings. Even if I get disappointed, I will always keep in mind that saying to follow your heart or let it go. And I will always wait on love because it will always be joyous. When a good thing calls, man, I hope my phone rings.
Joe the Verbal Mind Dancer.
Yes. I thought La Perla Negra incorporated the words quite effectively. I kind of felt their heart sinking into that piece a little bit. So, yeah, it was definitely on a romantic tip. So I think well done, my opinion, well done.
Okay.
Okay.
Dope. Dope. I liked it.
Yeah,
we're going to go to Sir Lawrence.
Jumping off the show like a man, yeah. Because I had the earpiece on, the earpiece they cut off. And I said, how come I can't hear it? Then I started trying to find my phone.
I started thinking about that, too. Oh,
who
God,
is that? Is that just saying?
Always.
Some hands on. Who's that? Who's that? Who's that?
Just they got caught. He got caught doing poetry. He always gets in trouble doing poetry. All right, Sir Lawrence, the mic is yours.
Sending me text messages that can be so easily misconstrued. A good thing calls communication the ultimate foreplay. Minds connecting or intercourse mentally. Not worrying about the lights or the pillows. Follow your heart, your other brain. I hope my phone rings.
That's that piece?
That's that piece.
Okay, let's see who we have here. Who do we have? Okay, Poetic, I'm going to have to use you again.
Sir Lawrence, that was also a good piece. Phrases were used very well, might I add, well constructed. And, yeah, that's a good piece, Sir Lawrence.
Right on.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if he used them twice, but it was okay. It was good. It was good. That's why I played the second track, because I felt like y'all needed more time to write. But that's okay. So hold tight, Sir Lawrence. Let's go to Automatic Charismatic. Automatic. Did he fall asleep again?
Yeah.
Larry Shepherd,
I think so, bro.
Are you with us? Yeah, he's
yeah,
out cold.
He said he had to use a CPAP machine, so he's just listening.
He gone.
Okay, okay. All right, then. Let's say if Jess J got out of trouble. Jess J?
Yes, sir.
Did you get in trouble, man? We heard you getting cussed out.
Oh, y'all caught that?
Yeah, we got.
Again, you always you stay in
you
trouble,
know,
man.
That was
doing
what a woman ain't supposed to be doing.
Yeah. All right, then, man. Did you get to write anything?
No, man. I had actually lost my telephone. I was actually getting ready for get. I got to get up at 4:30, man. Let me stop him a horn with the yim y'alls. But yeah,
okay.
She did cuss me out pretty
it's
good,
all,
didn't she?
Yeah, poetry gets you in trouble, bro. It's all good,
yeah,
though. We already understand. We already understand.
Hey, baby, they,
man.
They want you
hey,
to
much
apologize.
Love.
They want you to apologize.
Now he's trying to get us cussed out.
Right, exactly.
hey, don't get me involved. Hey, BB, man, get a wife I love, man. Get a wife my love.
She just heard that. She just heard that.
Okay. Jackie, behave yourself.
Oh, please. Oh, buddy.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
See, there you go.
All right. I'm gonna
there
leave
you go.
You on, I'm gonna leave you on that note, brother. One love.
All right, black man. Y'all be easy.
Good night.
One love, brother. All right. So I want to go to real quick to our brother, Mr. 668. Mr. 668.
Yeah.
So did you hear how it goes?
Yeah. Yeah, and I.
Is there something?
I don't have any criticism, but I do want to, as you all say, give you your flowers now, because for me, I'm a really slow writer. I mean, you know, I produce what I produce when it's finally said and done, but I'm a really slow writer.
and everything comes to me in pieces. But to hear right. folks do what y'all did, I truly tip my hat to y'all because I can't do that. Like, my brain is so flooded with so many different ideas and things and thoughts and whatever that I can't
right.
I can't write like that. So to hear people take phrases or take a picture and, like, you know, an hour later come up with, you know, this dope-ass poem, I tip my hat to everybody that has the ability to do that because it's not an easy thing. And y'all came
right.
up with some stuff. I was like, wow. You know, that's the way I feel about it because I know that I can't do it. That's why I had to bow out because I was like, even if you played three songs, I still wouldn't, my thoughts wouldn't have been collected
right.
enough to even keep up. So, you know, but I did want to listen in and hear what, you know, what was produced off of it. So that was dope.
Well, thank you, man. I'm glad that you did listen in. See, the thing is, a lot of us here, even myself, had to change my thought process during the creation process of creating a piece, because we all have similar issues like you just spoke of. Not everybody here was always able to finish a piece. Some of them could tell you that. Miss Pearly, she could tell you that. Poetic can tell you that. And everybody just got strengthened while continuously doing this. And now we find ourselves at some shows that we go to and we don't have a piece ready, but we're writing a piece while we're
right.
waiting to get on the mic. You know, so we, because my, yeah, because I like to write, right, well, thank you, because I like to write by spirit, man. I like to let the spirit lead me. So that,
mm-hmm.
and I think too much, my pieces are long, so I had to make an adjustment in here.
Right.
And so everybody got different little quirks, but this is what we do. So we're going to do another one. We're going to do one more, guys. I'm going to do something fun. Let's do something fun. Let's have some fun. And thank you for your output for that, my brother. We're going to get into another one. And this one, I'm not going to add no extra music. All right, let's see what we can get done. Let's see. I want something fun, something stupid, something silly. Is my sister still in here? Just shout out. Shout out to Gwen C. What's up, baby girl? Good to see you in the building. Okay, here we go. Okay. I'm finding something silly. Oh, y'all gonna like this one. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this one. All right. We're going to do erotica. Okay? Yeah. The first phrase is inside, outside, waffles. Hey, damn, you know what? Hold up tight. Hold tight, y'all. Okay, here we go. I stopped because I realized I didn't read my piece, but I ain't got to read my piece. Inside, outside, waffles. The next part of the phrase is sunny side up. The next part is tossed salad. And the last phrase is, your bagels are warm. Your bagels are warm. Does everyone have the phrases?
Okay, going back, you said tart like a salad, tart salad.
Yeah, tossed salad,
okay.
Yeah. Everybody got it? Let me
give
y'all a nice piece. Alrighty.
Let me see what I can give y'all here. I don't want to give y'all that one. Let me give y'all a nice one. Give me a minute. All right. That's too short. All right. Let's try for this. Pick up your pens.
I don't wanna go there. We should never go there. Why you wanna go there? I guess I gotta go there. You're hearing rumors about me, and you can't stomach the thought of someone touching my body when you're so close to my heart. I won't deny what they're saying, because most of it is true, but it was all before I fell for you. So please, babe, so please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, 'cause it can get ugly before it gets beautiful. Please don't judge me, and I won't judge you, and if you love me, then let it be beautiful. 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 Everything I say right now, it's gonna be used in another fight. And I've been through this so many times. Can we change the subject? You're gonna start asking me questions like, was she attractive? Was she an actress? Baby, the fact is, you're hearing rumors about me. There's also pictures on.
Doing a service for my country and my family. And that means saving the people I love and I care about. And that's what I do.
Yes, you have.
Chris, wait! Thank you.
All right. Put your pens down. Put your pens down. No cheating. No cheating. Someone's cheating. I can tell. I can hear you. Don't try to muffle your sound. I can hear you. Okay. I'm going to start this one off. I'm thinking breakfast, love, with you on the menu. With your inside, outside waffles, crispy, warm in my mouth. Your bottom, sunny side up, moaning as I toss your salad, making a mess at our table of love. With all this that's going on, your bagels are oh so warm. Soothes me, everything about you, tasty. Because it starts from the bottom. We're going to start from the bottom with Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, unmute yourself.
Yeah, I was on mute.
All right. The mic is yours.
Thinking what to do when I want to be with you. Needing to be inside your outside waffle. Coming together like a tossed salad being drizzled with that vinaigrette. Since your bagels are warm, let's start with those two sunny side up. In peace.
Yeah, let's keep it going. La Perla Negra.
You want me to critique or you want me to read my piece?
Do your piece.
All right. I always heard about the inside-outside waffles and been curious if they were a real thing. But from what I heard about them, they got me all worked up. And what I need is to have my salad tossed. Now, sunny side up eggs will be served after we satisfy each other, and you know I'll keep your bagels warm. Let me taste you while you tell me more about those inside-outside waffles. And I'll have some sunny-side-up eggs and bacon when we're done. Oh, I'd love to taste your warm balls and your warm bagels.
What? Is that in peace?
That's their peace.
Okay, okay. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Jonah, verbal mind dancer.
Okay. Inside, outside, Waffles House. You were sunny side up when I got it. Tall salad and your bagels are warm. Your bagels have form and bust inside. I bust nuts. Outside, I sprinkle your waffles with lust. Hold it open for a little tongue thrust. Smooth bottom and your bagels are warm. Inside, outside, with Waffle House flicker. I remember that first night without your wig, dear. My peace.
Yo.
Yes, sir.
You cheated. I'm going to get back some points from you, bro.
How the fuck?
That was crazy, man.
You came up. That wasn't. That shit you did wasn't erotic. That was some savvy shit, man. You said erotic.
Hey,
that was some savvy crap, bro.
You have to get
real.
See, hey, bro. Bro. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, man. Man, I caught
help
one.
Me out, LaBron. Was that not savvy? That was
hey,
erotic.
That was
erotic.
Where's the referee?
That was all right.
It was savvy.
It was sexy savvy.
First of all, I'm going to have to deduct an extra point away.
for anger, signs of anger. I heard it. I called it. I caught you with anger. And then another point was arguing with the judge. I deducted 2 points because your piece was that good. Your piece was too good. That's why I deducted the first point. Mm-hmm. Then you showed anger. But no, that was funny, though. It's funny. I want to talk about your piece afterwards, though, man. I want to go to Poetic real quick for his piece. That was funny, bro. Poetic, what's your piece, bro?
All right. I wanted to pour my cream inside, outside her waffles and wait for her to get sticky and enjoy her tossed salad, having her singing a love ballad while I tell her your bagels are warm. I slide in deep enough to get her warmth, juices flowing all over me like I squeezed her myself, and she was pleased at how I used my tongue to cover all her deliciousness, screaming at the top of her lungs at my thickness while she bows her head to say grace. I yield my nastiness upon her face because she said she likes it dirty. I'm so flirty, but I will pour all my goodness inside her moist wetness, sunny side up, sunny side up. In peace.
Yo, we got another cheater here. Got another 2-point deduction.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm waiting for the anger.
Everybody don't cheat, bro.
I'm waiting for the anger. That's another point in the head for the anger. Listen. This is what we do here. Yo. Hey, this is what we do here. Danielle's snickering at you guys because she know what time it is. 6:16. I thought he was still here. No, I only gave you the first deduction because are you still here, 6:68?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
I was
okay, cool. I don't
almost
see your name,
died.
But...
almost died when Perla Negra said warm balls. I was eating pineapples and almost choked.
Yeah, I was.
She took it too far. You know. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
She just took it too far, and I was eating, and I almost died.
See, he don't know me. Y'all.
I wasn't sure if. Yeah, I wasn't
no,
sure
I
if that's what
you,
I had heard.
You know. Right, that's what I knew I heard it, and I was like, okay, now see, she took it too far.
Right.
He went too far.
Yeah, the way she said it, I was like, what? And then she started laughing.
And she knew she was wrong because she started laughing right after she said it.
Right.
Oh, y'all don't like your
exactly.
Warm ball suck.
Oh, Lord Jesus. So anyway, I gave Joe a deduction and Van a deduction because I do that when I think that the piece is too nicely written because with the time involved and everything like that, I call that cheating over here, and they know that. So
man,
that's
I was,
why I call that.
I was finished before you stop the music, bro.
See, that's extra cheating. I'm glad you told me that. That's another deduction.
Finish before
all
you
right?
stop the music.
Because
I'm that good.
I'm not good. Bro.
You said erotic? Come on, bro. That's
yeah.
right.
Thank you, Van.
So
thank you, brother.
I don't know.
Right, bro.
So, but Joe, both of y'all guys slipped up, though. Y'all couldn't control yourselves, and Joe just went totally off. What the fuck? He was like, what the fuck? You know damn well your piece got to sound messed up a little bit in there. You know, it didn't sound like you wrote that last month and you just added my phrases to it, okay? Then Van got the nerve to brag on it, say he finished way before the time that the song was over.
Yeah.
That song was 4 minutes and 51 seconds.
Because my mind is naturally dirty, bro. You asked me to write a piece around erotic.
You couldn't wait for
some
fool phrases.
Fool phrases?
There you go.
Come on,
I wish I had. I wish we had more time for another phrase because y'all really cracked me up on that last one. It's been a long time since we did a silly one. You know what I'm saying? And I want to bring that back. But just to show you 6:68, we do stuff like that, man. And normally we get a response from everybody about everybody else's piece. And I might ask them, did the music hinder you? Was anybody paying attention to the music when they wrote it?
Hold on for a minute. That's my question to everybody. Because normally when I write, I'm always listening to stuff that's like instrumental, whether it be, you know, instrumental of somebody's song or whether it's just straight music. Because when I'm hearing words, right, obviously I'm starting to collect those words in my thoughts and I get a little bit turned around.
Yes.
So how is that, that you all are able to still concentrate on what you're doing? You got a full song in your ear.
It's the beat.
Oh, the music.
It's the beat.
Oh, the
it's
music.
It's the beat
the
for me.
Inspiration. The whole song. That song right there is one of my, it's a song that I really, really love. And I'm a Pisces. I need my music to write with. I really do.
Right.
That's how my ink flows. And it puts me in a mood. So the song is never disruptive for me. I love music.
Well,
that's in my blood.
No, I mean, I'm not saying just music in general, but I'm saying, you know, hearing lyrics while you're trying to concentrate on your own lyrics. You know what I'm saying? So to know that you all had a song in your ear, yeah, that's wild. I definitely
doesn't bother me at all. I love the lyrics.
Yeah, let me ask that.
I think it just depends.
Yeah, because I like to write. I listen to, you know, I write, listen to Busta Rhymes, and I can hear them cats, you know, do their thing. But when I'm writing, I'm listening to the words, and the words have rhythm. The words are like the same as music to me.
Yeah.
Like notes. So I can listen to that and not get distracted about what I'm writing, but I can feel that rhythm that they have, and that's all part of it. It's not distracting at all. It's inspirational to me. It's a help.
Yeah. Let me say this real quick, y'all. Let me say this real quick to 668. What I do purposely over here as well is if I ask them to write a love piece, I might throw a song on that has nothing to do with love, just to throw them off.
Right.
Yeah.
So I might put something on, like, or I might put a love song on and ask them to write a consciousness piece. So that's how we strengthen ourselves over here. So
you
know, and I write my music. I write my music. So that you just gotta find your own passage. You gotta find your own way in it. You know. Because the music can be a hinder or it can be a help to you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we just mess around like this over here, man. I wish we had more time and, you know, to get into this because this is really fun, man. I hope you enjoyed yourself. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did.
But this is what we do here on Monday nights, man. We have some fun. We tell each other what motivates us to do a certain piece a certain way. I like everybody's pieces. Everybody wrote in a different type of way, from Sir Lawrence to La Perla Negra. Joe, by the time we got to Joe, and Joe, the way he changed it up, the way he started his thing off, that was crazy. And then Van, his cheating ass self, the way he came in, you know, finished. He finished before the song was over, according to him.
I'll take your judging as complimentary. Thank you, I appreciate it.
He always finishes before the song is over.
No, he don't.
Yeah,
he
well, just only when you give me some crazy stuff. But when you give me erotic, come on, bro.
Mm-hmm. I'm gonna have to take 2 points away from Danielle for colluding. He's colluding right now.
Colluding and lather.
Nobody asked you for the lather.
Hey, for real. How long have you known me?
Yes.
How long have you
Doesn't
known
matter.
Me?
Doesn't matter. Right now, you
call
colluded.
Me.
You colluded.
Call me Danielle one more time. Call me Danielle one more time. Yeah. Call me Danielle.
Call me Larry one more time.
Come, all right. I'll say it for real.
I'm sorry,
I
had
say
a pretzel.
Larry not once tonight.
I had a pretzel in my mouth, Danielle. So,
okay.
But this is what we do here. It was a good night. It was a good night. And Joe, you hear that, right? You hear what I'm talking about? Would you date her?
Yes, sir. Yes,
this
sir.
Is we go back.
Are you kidding me?
We're gonna end the show. We're gonna
me?
End the show with. We're gonna end the show with "Are You, Would You Date Her?" The way we start, my smart mouth, so. Hey.
Oh, boy, that's funny.
I had a good night, y'all. I hope y'all did, too. It's where does 3 hours go? Hey, look, it was a blast, man. Much love to each and every one of y'all. Yeah. And our flowers are given. My flowers have been received. I love each and every one of y'all, man. Have a good night, man. Rest in peace, my brother, King's Cadence. One love, everybody.
Girls will be riding, working two jobs, but the boys at home making mixtapes. With a double disturb on the door now. Then I buy a Jeep dress every Friday, cause I go to every show on the weekend. And I gotta look good when I'm prepping ya. He about to sign a deal. He about to go.
Baby, you and then the new crew, you.